Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft operated by Ethiopian Airlines crashed, which was the second fatal accident involving this particular aircraft in less than 5 months. In response, several nations have decided to ban 737 MAX 8 flights, pending further investigation. However, that's not the case in the United States, where the aircraft remained in use as of Tuesday, including for a handful of flights in and out of Oklahoma City's Will Rogers World Airport. Why is this aircraft still in use in the United States, and what is the impact on Boeing, which has a large presence here in Oklahoma City? This is Oklahoman Unfolded, and today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. Dale Denwalt covers technology and aerospace for the Oklahoman, and he recently took a look at the use of 737 MAX 8s in Oklahoma City. And Dale, how common are these aircrafts in Oklahoma City?
They're fairly common. Over the last month, there's been 37 flights in and out of Oklahoma City on the MAX 8. Tulsa, a little bit fewer flights, but still a fairly large number, mostly on Southwest Airlines.
And what is the MAX 8? I mean, how is it different than its predecessor?
It is a variation of the 737-800. Boeing was in a race for Airbus for a better plane, an upgraded plane that's more fuel efficient. The MAX 8 meets that goal with a larger and a different engine placement. Part of that, the change in the profile of the aircraft required the designers to install a software known as the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS, that is supposed to be part of the autopilot that accounts for changes in angle of attack as an airplane is changing altitudes.
And so there's some thought there that maybe pilots were not as experienced on this new software.
That's right. It has been reported that Boeing and the FAA decided that it wasn't necessary to tell pilots about the new software, that the pilots would just be expected to either turn off the autopilot if they experienced unexpected performance from the aircraft, or also simply just fly the plane, as pilots are, that's their job.
Yeah, and understandably, there seems to be a lot of panic across the world following these two crashes involving the MAX 8. But why is that panic not as great in the United States, at least not for the airline?
Right. The customers are worried. We know someone who is scheduled to be on a MAX 8 aircraft here in a few weeks. There are a lot of concerns among customers about what Southwest and American Airlines and United Airlines are going to do about this. But the airlines have consistently said today that they are confident in the safety of the MAX 8 and also in the performance of their own crew.
I would imagine most passengers don't know what type of aircraft they're flying most of the time, but you can actually find that information when you're booking a ticket, right?
Right. I went on a Southwest Airlines website today, double-checked this very question, and when you look at your optional flight, your flight options, you have to kind of look for it, but you can tell, it'll tell you what aircraft it's scheduled to be on. However, an airline can change the aircraft. For example, when I looked at the scheduled flights this morning, Southwest had a MAX 8 scheduled for Thursday. Just a few minutes after I looked at that, it had been changed to a regular 737-800 class.
Yeah. And, Boeing, a large corporation, has a large presence here in Oklahoma and Oklahoma City. How big is the operation here?
At last check, there are about 3,000 employees. It may be a little bit bigger now because Boeing was expected to increase its operations here. They're mostly engineers. Really nothing is built by Boeing here. It's mostly designed. It has a really significant presence. I would say mostly as a defense contractor because they work a lot with Tinker and the sort of the aerospace stuff as it relates to the defense sector. I will say, though, some of the MAX 8 aircraft is manufactured in Oklahoma. It's built by Spirit AeroSystems in Tulsa, and other portions of the fuselage are built in Wichita. Right now, I'm not seeing anything that would put a negative light on Spirit AeroSystems with regards to the parts that it makes having anything to do with these crashes.
And Dale, so this MAX 8 aircraft, which was first certified by the FAA, which has not issued any kind of statement saying that it no longer sees it as a safe aircraft.
Right. We've only seen sort of FYI statements from the FAA. Obviously, they're looking into this and finding out if there's something that they need to do. The reason that we may be seeing continued MAX 8 flights in the United States, and this is just speculation, is that the manufacturer is Boeing, an American company. And since it was an American company that built the plane, the home country's bureaucratic organization for aviation is the one that certifies it as safe. And we know that Boeing is a competitor of Airbus, and it didn't take too long for the European countries to shut down the use of this Boeing airplane. It's a little tinfoil hat of me to even say it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it has something to do with the fact that that this was certified as safe by the FAA, a certification which transfers automatically to other countries.
Well, some countries grounding that MAX 8 aircraft, but not here in the United States, where it's still in use by Southwest Airlines here in Oklahoma City, with several flights to a few destinations across the country. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks.
Also in today's Oklahoman, representatives of First Christian Church have said they have no plans to tear down their building, nor do they have any pending deals to sell the building that is an architectural landmark in North Oklahoma City. On Tuesday, the Oklahoma City Council debated starting the process to designate historic landmark status to the property, but instead, the council voted to defer a vote until April 9th. Rumors of a plan to demolish the property spurred protests from many who believe the city has seen far too many of its historic landmarks removed. Also, on Tuesday, authorities said they had identified the third victim in a fiery crash from March 8th near Bowlegs, which included a 12-year-old girl returning home from a softball game. Oklahoma Highway Patrol investigators said they have tentatively identified Sherry Moore, also known as Sherry Dockery, a 55-year-old Earlsboro woman, as the passenger in a sport utility vehicle that collided with a school bus. Rendy K. Isaacs, a 12-year-old Kanawha Middle School softball player who died in the crash, will have a funeral in Kanawha on Friday. Also in today's Oklahoman, sports columnist Jenny Carlson takes a closer look at Thunder star Russell Westbrook's outburst from Monday night in Salt Lake City. Carlson said Westbrook's celebrity status doesn't make him immune to constant criticism from fans, and that Monday's incident is indicative of larger issues.